Welcome to our deep dive into the world of AI. It seems like it's everywhere these days, but what's really got us hooked is how AI is being used in South Korea, a society that's really embraced technology. We've been digging into a bunch of Korean language sources, articles, research papers, you name it, and we're going to break down how AI is changing daily life there. And along the way, we'll give you some insights you can apply to your own world.
Absolutely. And I think what's really fascinating here is that this AI story, it's not exactly brand new.
Right.
It's been this journey of incredible breakthroughs. And of course, we've had some setbacks along the way. But I think understanding that history is really what gives us the context for where AI is today, and perhaps more importantly, where it might be going.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, when you talk about AI, a lot of people, I think they see it as this recent thing. But when you really dig in, its roots go back, well, I mean, like to the middle of the 20th century, like way back. Think about Alan Turing, the guy who, cracked the Enigma code during World War II.
Brilliant, yeah.
I mean, back in 1950, he was already proposing a test to figure out if a machine could, like, behave intelligently. You know, like, could you tell if it was a machine or a human?
Right, and that became known as the Turing test. It's incredible how it really sparked decades of debate and research. I mean, can you imagine trying to see if a machine could hold a conversation and actually fool a human into thinking they were talking to, another person? It was a bold idea for its time, no question. But, in a lot of ways, it really set the stage for the whole field of AI as we know it.
That's amazing. And then, not too long after that, in 1956, you have this group of researchers. They all get together at Dartmouth College for a conference. And that, my friends, is where the term artificial intelligence was actually coined.
Right. And it really was a pivotal moment. It was like the official birth of AI as a field of study,
I mean, can you imagine being at that conference, the energy, the excitement of like being at the forefront of this brand new field, really on the edge of something huge?
Totally. And they weren't just theorizing. They were developing these early AI programs that could do things like, play checkers or prove mathematical theorems.
It's amazing to think how far we've come from those early days, right? But as you mentioned, it hasn't been like a straight line of progress, has it? Our sources, they point out that AI development, it's gone through these cycles, these ups and downs, these periods of like rapid advancement, and then suddenly,
Goes down.
and then it hits a wall, funding dries up, and you enter what they call AI winters. It's fascinating.
That's right. And those early AI systems, they were promising, don't get me wrong, but they often struggled when faced with the complexities of the real world. Think about it. Limited computing power, lack of sophisticated algorithms, it meant that AI couldn't quite live up to the hype at the time. But then we get these couple of landmark events that really put AI back on the map. They captured the global imagination.
Okay, so let's talk about those breakthroughs. First, we have IBM's Watson, the supercomputer, and it's going head to head with Jeopardy champions back in 2011. I remember watching that. I mean, it was incredible to see this machine processing language and information with such nuance. It was mind-blowing.
It really was. And it wasn't just about retrieving facts. It was understanding that complex wordplay and the subtleties of, how we humans use language. But what made Watson so remarkable was its ability to use, natural language processing and machine learning algorithms to analyze massive amounts of data in real time. Think about that. It can understand the question's context, make these connections between things that seem completely unrelated, and even generate hypotheses. It was this huge leap forward for AI, specifically its ability to deal with unstructured data, the kind we encounter in, well, everyday language.
Totally. And then a few years later, we have Google DeepMind's AlphaGo. And now it's taking on Go champion Lee Sedol, a legend in the game. And for those who aren't familiar, Go is this incredibly complex game, even more so than chess. It's crazy. And for the longest time, it was seen as something that only humans could master. Like it required intuition and strategic thinking that, a machine could never replicate. But AlphaGo, and it was powered by these deep learning algorithms, well, it actually defeated Lee Sedol, winning 4 out of 5 games. It was amazing.
It was a stunning victory, especially when you consider that Go has more possible board configurations than, get this, there are atoms in the universe.
Whoa.
It's mind-boggling. And AlphaGo's success, it wasn't just about brute force calculation. It was about learning patterns and developing those intuitive strategies through millions of simulated games. And, you know, this victory really sparked this whole new wave of excitement.
Yeah.
Investment in AI research exploded, pushing the boundaries of what we thought, well, what we thought machines could do.
It's like these AI triumphs, they really captured the public's imagination. But there's this other crucial aspect to this story that often gets overlooked, and that's the massive infrastructure needed to power these advancements.
Absolutely. You know, it's like building a skyscraper,
yeah,
right? You can have the most amazing design, but without a solid foundation and the right materials, well, it's just an idea on paper.
Yeah.
Same goes for AI. You need powerful hardware and sophisticated software working together to make those breakthroughs possible.
So let's break that down a bit. What are those key ingredients in this AI infrastructure? Our sources highlight the critical role of GPUs, or graphics processing units. These are specialized chips, and they're designed to handle the immense computational demands of AI training and development.
Hmm.
They're like the engines driving the AI revolution, wouldn't you say?
Right. Traditional CPUs, those are like the brains of most computers, and they're great for general tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But GPUs, they excel at something called parallel processing. Basically, they can perform tons of calculations simultaneously. And this is essential for AI, especially deep learning, which involves training these massive neural networks on tons and tons of data.
And I'm guessing these GPUs aren't exactly cheap.
Oh, absolutely not.
Our sources mention NVIDIA's H100 GPU. It's one of the most powerful chips out there. And get this, it costs over $30,000 per unit. Just imagine the environment required to build data centers filled with these things.
Oh, yeah, we're talking billions of dollars here.
Yeah.
And it's not just the upfront cost of the hardware. These data centers, they consume a massive amount of energy, which has, well, you know, huge implications for sustainability and the environment. Plus, there's the ongoing costs,
mm-hmm,
maintenance, cooling, upgrading the infrastructure as AI technology advances. And it advances fast, believe me.
Right, constantly changing, yeah. It's a massive undertaking. But clearly, those tech giants like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, they see the potential of AI. I mean, they're willing to pour in billions of dollars. So where does a country like South Korea fit into this global AI landscape?
Good question. Our sources suggest that South Korea, with its strong technological foundation and its tech-savvy population, is really well-positioned to be a leader in AI development and applications. I mean, they're ready.
Yeah, I mean, South Korea, they've always been early adopters. Think about smartphones, high-speed internet. They jumped on those right away. It's like they're wired for this stuff.
Exactly. And that tech-forward culture, it creates this fertile ground for AI to flourish, you know.
But like anything, there are challenges, right?
Of course.
I mean, our sources point out that South Korea faces limitations in land availability, and then there are the rising energy costs. So building and powering these massive AI data centers, which require space and resources, that has to be a significant hurdle.
Yeah, it's a classic case of opportunity meeting constraint. South Korea has the talent, the technology, the drive to innovate. But figuring out those infrastructure challenges, that's going to be key for them to, you know, really reaching their full potential.
Right. It'll be fascinating to see how they address these issues and really emerge as a major player in this whole global AI scene. So, to recap, we've gone from those early days of AI, you know, through periods of excitement, disillusionment, to these game-changing breakthroughs that have brought us to where we are today. We've seen that massive infrastructure powering this revolution, and we started to get a sense of how a country like South Korea is positioning itself in this new world. But how is AI actually impacting everyday life there? That's what we'll explore next.
Okay, so we've talked about the big picture of like AI's history and the infrastructure behind it, but now I want to, you know, bring it down to earth a bit,
yeah,
and see how it's actually playing out in people's everyday lives in South Korea. And what we found in our research, it's pretty fascinating, you know, to see how AI is becoming this integral part of daily life there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really remarkable to see how it's being applied across so many different sectors, you know, from education, business, you've got creative fields, even healthcare.
It's not just about those futuristic robots we see in movies, you know. This is about practical tools, solutions that are making a difference, like right now in people's lives.
Totally. And I think a great place to start is education. Our sources describe how AI is transforming the learning experience for students in Korea, and I think personalized learning is a huge part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, AI tutors can adapt to each student's pace, figure out their strengths, their weaknesses, provide that personalized feedback. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like having a personal tutor available around the clock, isn't it? AI can analyze a student's performance, pinpoint exactly where they might be struggling, and then offer specific exercises, more explanations, you know, whatever it takes to help them grasp those concepts.
Yeah.
And that level of personalization, I think it can be so beneficial for students who might otherwise fall behind in a traditional classroom.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, memorizing facts. Our sources, they talk about these interactive virtual reality tools, all powered by AI, that are making learning more engaging, more immersive. Imagine learning about the human body, but instead of just reading a textbook, you're virtually traveling through the heart and blood vessels. How cool would that be?
That's a great example. Yeah. And AI can create these incredibly realistic and interactive simulations.
Mm-hmm.
So students can explore different environments, you know, manipulate objects, experiment with different scenarios, and it's all within this safe virtual space.
I think this hands-on approach, it's got to be so much more effective than just reading a textbook, right?
Absolutely. And even something as basic as research and homework is getting an AI boost. You know, no more all-nighters struggling with citations or trying to sift through tons of research papers.
I've been there, yeah.
AI-powered research assistants can help students gather those relevant sources, organize their notes, even generate drafts of their work. I mean, it frees up so much time so they can focus on that deep analysis, that critical thinking. Yeah, it's all about efficiency. AI can handle those tedious tasks so students can focus on the higher level skills that are, you know, so crucial in today's world. And I think it's important to emphasize here, this isn't about replacing teachers, right?
Yeah.
Or making students passive learners. It's about giving them the tools and the support they need to really excel.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit. And I want to talk about the world of business and finance in South Korea. And what we found in our sources is AI is becoming this essential tool in this fast-paced sector.
Definitely. And one area where it's making a huge impact is financial literacy. These AI-powered tools can break down complex financial concepts and make them, you know, more understandable, more accessible to everyone, regardless of their background.
Yeah, that's so important.
They can help individuals create budgets, track their spending, and ultimately make smarter financial decisions.
It's like having a personal financial advisor right in your pocket. And for businesses, you know, AI can analyze market trends, identify investment opportunities, even automate those tedious tasks like data entry or generating reports. It really frees up time so those business leaders and employees can focus on, you know, more strategic initiatives.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. It helps businesses optimize their operations, get a leg up on the competition, and make those data-driven decisions that are so important today.
Hmm.
It's about, you know, really leveraging the power of AI to streamline everything and improve efficiency.
Hmm. And, you know, speaking of creativity, I want to talk about how AI is changing the creative landscape in South Korea, because I think this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Our sources, they talk about how AI is actually being used to empower artists, musicians, and writers.
Right. And I think it's amazing to see how it's breaking down those barriers to creative expression. You know,
yeah.
For example, AI-powered music composition tools, they're allowing people with no formal training to create original melodies, even entire songs.
Wow.
These tools can analyze different musical styles, suggest chord progressions, even generate accompanying instrumental tracks. It's incredible.
So you're telling me someone could like hum a tune into their phone and AI could turn it into a fully orchestrated piece? I mean, that's mind-blowing. Think about the possibilities.
It is mind-blowing, and it's not just limited to music. AI is also helping visual artists with tools that can do everything from generating ideas to helping them refine their technique.
It's really incredible how AI is transforming the creative process, making these tools more intuitive, more accessible, and so much more powerful than ever before. And it's not just about static images, right?
Right.
AI is also making its mark on the world of video creation and editing.
Absolutely.
And this is where it gets really wild. With Runway, you can generate short videos from text descriptions. You know, want to see a cat riding a unicorn through a rainbow sky?
Yeah.
Well, Runway can make that happen. It's like, yeah, AI is blurring the lines between, you know, imagination and reality.
It really is. And if you want to add some fun to your videos, there's Kling, the voice-changing maestro.
Okay, I like that.
It can alter the pitch and tone of your voice, generate realistic voiceovers in different accents, even create new voices based on text prompts.
And then we have Minimax, which I think is perfect for anyone who's, you know, dealing with those super long videos.
Yeah, it can be a lifesaver.
This AI-powered tool can help you summarize those long videos, identify the key moments, and create those short clips, perfect for social media or presentations. It's a huge time saver.
Definitely. And for manipulating real-world footage in ways you never thought possible, there's Luma. You can change the weather, the time of day, add or remove objects. It's incredible. It's like having your own Hollywood-level special effects studio right on your computer.
Wow. Okay, so now let's turn up the volume and talk about music creation and editing, because, well, I love music, and Suno is amazing for this. It can help you create entire songs, even if you've never played an instrument in your life.
It's true.
I mean, it can generate melodies, harmonies, even suggest lyrics based on the mood or the genre you choose. And then, for those of us who want to edit and remix existing tracks, there's Udio.
Oh yeah, Udio is fantastic.
It can isolate different instruments, change the tempo, add effects. You can even create mashups of your favorite songs. It's amazing how AI is making music production so accessible. You don't have to be, you know, a professional musician to create incredible stuff.
That's what's so exciting about it. So we've talked about those general purpose AI assistants, tools for creative expression. But there's a whole universe of other AI tools out there that can improve our lives in so many ways.
So many. Yeah.
I mean, for people who work with 3D models, there's Truffo and Meshy. These AI-powered tools can transform 2D images into 3D models, create models from scratch, even generate animations. It's a game changer for game developers, architects, anyone who works in 3D design.
And researchers and students, they're going to love Notebook LM and ConsenSys.
Definitely.
Notebook LM can help you gather and analyze information from academic sources, while ConsenSys helps you find relevant research papers and then summarizes the findings for you.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then there's Liner AI, which goes even further than those traditional research tools.
Yeah.
It can pull information from reliable sources, answer your questions, even act as this autonomous agent, you know, completing tasks for you. It's like having a personal research assistant always on call.
That would be nice. And for those who are into, you know, comics and animation, we have Anifusion, which can generate artwork in those styles. It's incredible how AI can replicate the visual styles of different artists and create such unique artwork. And then if you're like me and get bogged down in repetitive tasks, you need DeFi in your life.
Yeah, DeFi is a lifesaver. You can automate those tasks, free up your time for the things that really matter.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from AI assistants to creative tools to those specialized applications. And it's clear AI is not just some far-off concept. It's impacting every aspect of our lives, from how we learn and work to how we create and entertain ourselves. And the crazy thing is, the pace of innovation, it's only getting faster.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be alive, right? With all these powerful AI tools, the possibilities are limitless. But I think it's important to remember, and our sources really emphasize this, that AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. It's all about how we choose to use it.
And that's a crucial point. As we embrace the power of AI, we need to be aware of its potential impact on society, right? And make sure that it's used ethically, responsibly. But what does this all mean for you, our listener? How do you navigate this world, this AI-powered world, and really harness its potential? That's what we're going to explore in our final part.
Wow, we've covered so much ground in this deep dive.
We really have, from those early days of AI to, well, all these mind-blowing breakthroughs happening right now.
I mean, we've seen how it's transforming education, how businesses are using it, how it's giving artists new tools, even changing the way we travel and think about our health.
Yeah, and we even got a peek inside that AI toolbox, right? Discovering all these incredible tools and apps that, you know, they're not science fiction anymore. They're here. They're real. Yeah. But I think now we get to the big question. What does all this mean for, well, for you, the listener? How do we move through this AI world, this landscape that's changing so fast? And not just be, you know, passive observers, but really like active participants.
That's it. Exactly. It's so easy to get swept up in the hype or, you know, even the fear around AI.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, AI, it's a tool, just like any tool.
Yeah.
You know, its impact really depends on how we choose to use it.
And our sources, they really hit on this point. They show us these incredible possibilities, but they also remind us to think critically, to really consider the implications. It's like, you know, we're at this crossroads and there are all these paths leading into the future.
Right. And we have choices to make.
Yeah.
We can use AI to tackle some of the biggest problems we're facing, like climate change, poverty, disease, you name it. We can create new opportunities, fuel innovation, connect people in ways we haven't even imagined yet.
I mean, imagine AI helping us come up with sustainable energy solutions, personalized medical treatments, maybe even bridging those cultural divides that seem, you know, so impossible to overcome right now, the potential for positive impact it's huge.
It is. But of course, there's also the potential for misuse or even unintended consequences.
Yeah.
We have to be aware of the ethical side of AI, make sure it doesn't, you know, make existing inequalities worse or create new forms of bias and discrimination.
It's a conversation we need to have as a society. Like, how do we make sure AI is developed and used in a way that, you know, benefits everyone? How do we create safeguards, regulations that promote fairness, transparency, and accountability?
These are tough questions, and there's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, the future of AI, it's not set in stone. It's being shaped right now by the decisions we're making, the investments we prioritize, even the conversations we're having right now.
So for you listening, what can you do to navigate this AI-powered world? Well, first, don't be afraid to dive in. Explore those tools we've talked about. Play around with them. See how they can, you know, make your life better, your work easier, even just add some fun to your hobbies.
Yeah, there are tons of resources out there, online tutorials, articles, courses, even whole communities dedicated to AI. Take advantage of all that. You know, learn the basics, get some hands-on experience, see what AI can do for you.
And as you're exploring, remember to stay curious, stay informed. This field, it's constantly evolving. There are new breakthroughs and applications all the time.
Right. So read articles, listen to podcasts, attend webinars, get involved in those conversations about AI. The more you learn, the better you'll be able to make those informed decisions and really, you know, navigate this ever-changing AI landscape.
And this is maybe the most important part. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Question the assumptions behind those algorithms, the potential biases, you know, think about the societal impact. How might AI affect different people? How might it be used in ways we haven't even thought of yet?
It's through asking those questions, those tough questions, that we can make sure AI is used responsibly, ethically. It's about being an active participant, you know, not just sitting back and seeing what happens.
The future of AI, it's being written right now. And we all have a part to play in that. It's exciting, challenging, but ultimately, I think, hopeful.
It really is. So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those questions.
Because the future, it's yours to create. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into AI. We hope you found it, you know, insightful, maybe even a little mind-blowing. And remember, the conversation doesn't end here. We hope you'll keep exploring, keep that curiosity going. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep pushing the boundaries, and see you out there in the world of AI.